Blog Talk Radio.
Working full-time? Raising a family? Who said that means you have to put earning your degree on hold? Bluefield College offers a convenient, personal, and affordable online program designed to fit your lifestyle and budget. Christ-centered, student-focused education, 100% online. Classes start August 22nd. Learn more at bluefield.edu.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another broadcast of Using My Keys. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to each of you who's joined us on tonight to hear this powerful word being released by our guest tonight, Evangelist Gail Joyner. Gail, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm not going to prolong this. I could tell you things that I know about Gail, but what I will tell you first and foremost is that this is a woman of God. She has a heart for God's people. She has a love and compassion for God's people like none I've ever seen. She's a worshiper. She's a praiser, and she believes in giving God her all. And in that, she is a student of His Word, and she's an intercessor. So I know tonight that what she reveals, what she will bring forth to us, will truly empower us. So, Gail, we thank you, and I'm going to just allow you to move as the Spirit leads. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Vale. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to declare your word, your right now word, your true and living word, God. May your word fall on good ground and you'll come around and give the increase. God, we thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord God. Fill me up, O Lord, and pour good new oil on my head, Lord Jesus, so that I may be fresh. Fill me up, O Lord. In your name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
And
hello.
Well, amen. Tonight, I have a subject that I want to talk about. It's kind of dear to my heart, and I'm talking about power. Power. And I realize that everything needs power. To operate, you need power. And in order to get power, you need a power source. So first, I want to start with Acts 1 and 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And then I want to go over to Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. That's the reading of God's holy word. Well, in order to get this power, we first need a power source. And we need to know who our power source is. So our power source is Jesus Christ. Some people might say Holy Spirit. So we need to be connected to Jesus in order to get this power. Now, to get connected to Jesus, you need to first study His word. You need to get to know Him. You need to have faith. So that means that you need to believe that these scriptures will do what they say they will do. Amen? So going forth, I want to ask the question, why are we not operating in the power that we have? God said He has given us this power, that we have this power to trample over scorpions, and that nothing shall harm us, but we're walking around like we're hopeless and helpless. And we should be walking around in the power and the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Now, I know some of us operate when we're in our comfort zone, that's in our church, home, family, or whatever. But how about when you're on the street and you meet someone and they tell you that they're going through something or something is happening to them and you led to pray and you don't? How about those times? We need to be operating and standing on God's word and doing what God said that we could do. God said that when he left us, we would see power from the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's a good thing. I feel good about that. But I wonder, why are we not walking in our authority? Man, we need to hook up, stay hooked up all the time, just like our cell phones. We always plugging them in, making sure they got enough power so we can talk on them. So we need to be plugging in to our power source, making sure that we're filled up, that we're ready, that when God prompts us to do what he needs us to do, that we will go forward, not to stand back. When God prompts us to do something, to pray, to lay hands, or whatever he prompts us to do, we need to have the faith to go forward and to do that thing and to trust God and to know that if he's leading us to do that, that what he's leading us to do, that we will be able to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
God will never let you down. I'm going to give you a little scenario about myself. I was in church one Sunday, and God prompted me to go just lay my hand on a particular person. Well, how you know at that time I didn't do it? I felt very bad in my spirit because I didn't do what God had led me to do. And the reason why I didn't do it is because I didn't feel like I could do it. But now, if God prompt me and lead me to go over and touch Sister So-and-so or even a stranger that I don't know, I'm going to do it. Because I believe in the scripture, and I believe that if God leads you to do something, that's what you ought to be doing. Because if he leads you, you can't go wrong. It's going to always be right. His word will never come back void. Never come back void. He's going to do what he says he's going to do. The scripture, all you got to do is read it, believe it, and receive it. And it will happen. Any questions? Any comments?
That scripture, Acts 1:8, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And when you keep reading that scripture, it says, you'll be my witnesses.
Yes.
And as you are his witnesses, I know it says, it talks about different regions, but I equate that to the fact that we have to first be witnesses in our home. We are witnesses in our city, in our state, in our United States. God will continue to increase our area of influence as we are committed to what he has spoken. And I know,
Amen.
Gil, you know, when you talk about power and you talked about how we have to stay in the word, and I think what people are doing in this season is they don't mind reading the word because then they want to apply that which is acceptable to their mindset. But they don't want to really have a relationship which makes them accountable to the word.
Amen.
Because we have a lot of people who will want to pick out something that will justify their behavior, but not give you the whole piece. They give you the little piece that sound like, this will justify me. But they don't want the relationship with God that will make you have the power to do right, the power to walk right, the power to live right.
Amen.
It's that
Amen.
We have to be connected to. The word of God will give it to you. Prayer and fasting, because God tells us that some things only come from fasting and prayer. So we've got to condition ourselves to be the disciples and the ambassador that he's called us to be in the earth, which means we got to get out of flesh. One reason we
Amen.
Don't have power is because we want to do everything in our own.
Amen. And we got to stay hooked up.
We don't want to be, yes, you got to be hooked up. And you become filled with what you're connected to.
Amen.
One of the old adages says, birds of a feather flock together. So if your birds are chirping and they ain't chirping God, you find yourself chirping the same way they chirp. But if you're connected
Amen.
to a group of people and connected to God where their intent is to live godly, then you find yourself conforming. The word said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of us, in order to operate in his power, got to have our minds fixed.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Our hearts fixed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think sometimes that we adjust. We adjust unto what's around us, unto who around
yes.
us. Well, I can't
yes.
do that in here because that's not the way they operate. You know, and God didn't call us to adjust. He called us to walk in his authority. He didn't call
yes.
us to adjust to the people around us that's conducive to what we're used to. He called
mm.
us out of that. He called us
mm.
to be different, to be peculiar,
yes.
to be unique.
Yes.
And he
yes,
called us
yes.
to step out of our comfort zone. And God is now leading me out of my comfort zone so much. And I'm
praise
like,
God.
Oh, God, can I? Yeah, you. Yeah,
yes.
you. Oh, you.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You. This
Amen.
Is what I want you to do. Amen? So I have
Amen.
To walk and do what he needs me to do because I love God. And he's showing me things every day. He's so awesome. He opened
yes.
my eyes every day to something. I said, oh, God, that really? You know? And it's so awesome. I fall in love with him over and over and over and over again every day. But I know I got to keep
Glory.
Walking. I got to walk.
Yeah.
I got to do
yeah.
what he asked
yeah.
me to do. Oh, I ain't comfortable.
Yeah.
But I got God leading me, so I got to do it.
Yeah.
Because if he needed me, I know it's going to turn out all right. It's going to turn out better than all right. It's going to be
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to exalt him and lift him up because he's the author and the finisher of it all.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I thank
yes,
God
is.
Tonight. I
yes,
thank him for
yes.
his word and his promises. And I'm going to stand on his word. Amen. We're going to stand on his word tonight. Tonight we're going to go forth tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, next week, when God leads us to do something, we're just going to step into it and we're just going to do it. I declare and decree that right now in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That we will no longer stand back and adjust. No, that we will go walking. We're going to walk where he leads us. We will follow. Where he prompts us, we will do. Where he wants us to lay hands, we will lay hands. And he said what?
Lord.
The sick shall recover. He didn't say
yeah. Yeah.
might.
Shall.
He said shall recover. He
Lord.
Said you get sick, call for the elders.
Mm-hmm.
Call for the elders.
Mm-hmm.
Lay your hands on them. They shall
Jesus.
Recover.
Oh,
that's what the
shall.
Word say. The
Lord.
Word say we have power.
Yeah.
might have power.
Power.
The might come. We have power.
Yes.
And nothing shall harm us. We got to walk in that tonight, brothers and sisters. We got to walk
God.
In that.
My
yeah.
God.
We got to believe
God.
That. We got to walk in it.
My God.
Amen. Amen.
My God. Someone texted that, we're not walking in it because we are compromising. And she said that we have got to become comfortable in being uncomfortable.
Amen. Amen. That's walking
Amen.
Out of your comfort zone where God
yeah.
is leading
Amen.
You. That's going
Amen.
Where God is leading you. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing what God is leading me to do. Not that I'm comfortable with it, but I know that if God is leading me to do it. I know it's safe,
Amen.
And I know it's okay, and it's going to turn
Amen.
Out good.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory. You know, when you were talking about plugging up to, you know, I think about our gas tanks and the cars that we drive, and, you know, some cars only take premium gas. They got to have a high
mm-hmm.
octane, where some you can just put regular unleaded in your engine will do fine. And, you know, for those of us who are listening and gleaning tonight on what God is saying, you've got to be careful what tank you fill up at.
Amen.
You got to be careful what you're putting in your tank because as it is, as we're growing in God, not every station got the same grade of gas.
Amen.
Everybody
some got
likes
water in
it. 87, 89. That's right. Some of it is watered down. And that watered down is going to do damage to you. So you can go
Amen.
And get the watered down that's going to try to pacify you, but it's not going to allow you to purge and really operate in the authority and dominion that God has given you in the earth. What it does is pacify you to make you think that you can do everything you want to do, say anything you want to say, and God going to still bless you on top of your mess. No, he will not, because that's not the kind of God we serve. The word tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice, so he requires something of us. So when we're plugged into him and we're operating in the power that he's given us, the dominion that he's given us, he requires that we live his word.
Amen.
And not the watered-down version of
Amen.
His word.
His word.
It's important what you let, who you let speak into your life. It's important. And you gotta, that's when it's important to me that you study the word, that you know the word for yourself, that it's not enough that you just go on Sunday, Wednesday, or whatever day you go and take your
Amen.
Bible and trust that what the man or woman of God is saying across the pulpit is true. You got to be able to study that word for yourself. That's what Timothy tells us. Study to show yourself approved. A workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. So you got to know that when they get up and say, Mary was married 12 times before she got pregnant with Jesus. And they say, yeah, that ain't what the word say. But even if you hear it come across the pulpit, you think it's true. No, you got to know the word for yourself.
Amen.
Because everything that come across the pulpit, everything that come across the broadcast is not truth. But we are a body of believers that are constantly seeking God's truth, and we ain't satisfied until we get it. Because
Amen.
We want his power. We want to operate in the power that he's given us. We want to operate in his excellence. And it requires that we be connected to him.
Connected. Amen.
Connected.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I'm connected. I'm connected. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that we can say, dear, we are connected to the same source. That which is our Father out in heaven. We're connected to him because of the blood of Jesus. We're connected to him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we're connected. This topic is good. This topic is good. Woo! We just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for all the callers that are on the line this evening. Amen. If there are any questions, we want you to call in and press 1, and we'll bring you in live again. Any questions or comments? The evangelist just texted me, and her call was dropped. Evidently, there's a storm in her region. Amen. But we thank God. We thank God for what has been shared. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Ah, glory. Thank you for calling. The last 4 digits of your number are 6894. Did you have a question or a comment?
Yes. This is Anthony Burrell from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I am so proud of my niece. God bless you. I'm so proud of my niece. You know, it just makes my heart overjoyed when anybody, literally, but especially family members, grasp who Jesus really is, and that this is not a plaything. This is real. And when you see people suffering, when you see people walking through life, I did 10 years plus of drug and alcohol recovery ministry. And one of the things that they would often say in those rooms is that they talk about living beneath your privileges. We serve a king, and because we serve a king, we are king's kids. Amen.
Yes, we
and
are.
Our father, father is rich, as the song say, in houses and land. He holds the wealth of the world in his hand, rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His wealth is rich. His riches untold. I'm a child of the king. And I'm so glad that Eustace and Valerie are a child of the King. I'm glad my niece Gail is a child of the King. And thank you for this wonderful ministry. Thank God for social media. I was able to go on to Facebook and get on number, and y'all could be way 1,000 miles away, and I'm still able to contact with brothers and sisters in Christ and share the goodness of God. God bless y'all this evening.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. It is so good to hear you and for the wonderful comments. We are excited about what God has given us to do, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the platform as well, and I just trust that this will accomplish what God has set us forth to do. So God bless you. Thank you so much for your comments.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening.
You too. God bless. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Burrell in Florida calling in with a remark on tonight. If there are other comments or questions, please do press 1, and we will bring you live. I know that we do have some other pastors and leaders on the line on tonight, and we'd be grateful to hear from you this evening. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Brown, if you're available, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Brown.
Praise the Lord. I thought I heard someone else talking, but I'm just so excited whenever you hear the word coming forth, and especially from someone that you know and so close to, and with such power and authority, and it's almost like the anointing is exuding through the phone, because I feel the presence of the anointing coming forth, and it was just so powerful. And anytime you start talking about power, it's almost like power begin to rise up within you. So,
amen.
Evangelist Gail, that's just such a good word. You talk about the power source, plugging into the power source, and that kind of keep us remembering that we always need to be checking to make sure we plugged in.
And you
talked about the Jesus giving us power. I think I heard you say they've given us power to over the enemy and over spiritual things.
Yeah.
And you ask the question, why is it we're not doing it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a question I've had also. Why is it? Why is it I don't do it as often as I should? Is it because I'm concerned about what others would think? Or am I concerned that if it doesn't work, if it doesn't happen, if what I speak doesn't happen, does that fall on me? But I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't. Because all I need to do is speak what the words say and do what the words say. And it's up to God to bring it to pass. Because like you said, Evangelist Gail, that his word doesn't return to him void. So when I send forth his word, and it's just like me just walking and doing what he told me to do. And I think sometimes we don't truly believe it. That's why we're not doing it. Because we don't believe it. I mean, the doctor's office and the emergency rooms are full of people with headaches, with colds, with congestion. And that we do, we reach for a pill instead of reaching for the word. Why? Because I believe we don't truly know the word of God.
We
don't know what God said about us. What do you think about that, Evangelist Gale?
I'm trying to wait for her to come back on the line. There she is.
Oh, she's not on the line.
She's back.
In the area. Okay.
I'm on the line now.
Amen. Did you hear the question?
Thank you, Lord. I didn't hear the question.
Amen.
Okay.
Would you say it, Pastor Linda?
Maybe you can do it better. If I start talking again, I might talk too much.
No, she was addressing. And we had talked about it a little bit about why we're not plugged in. And
is it because we don't believe?
Is it because we don't believe? We don't believe his word. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we don't trust in his word. We don't trust in his word enough. And that's why we don't do it. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if we do it, you don't have to worry about it. If it's going to go for, if it's going to happen, you just operate in what he leads you to do. and you just go on about your business. You don't have to worry about it because he already said in his word that if you lay hands on, they shall recover. So you don't worry about that. You just operate on his authority and his word and keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And be happy.
Yes.
Don't look back.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That is so, that is so
doing
powerful.
It in his power and in his strength.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
So we don't
Amen.
Have to worry about it. All we do
right.
is trust the word and do what the word say.
Do what he says.
So the word works. The word
and the word works.
Well, you know, do you think, Evangelist Gail, is it because we know what the word says, but it's when we start believing someone, it's when we start spending that time with them, that we become confident in who they are and who they are to us. So
Amen.
Is it that we don't? Because it said, these signs shall follow them that believe.
And I believe that faith comes, and the word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
And so we
Amen.
Have to hear the word of God and have that faith and keep it moving.
Amen.
And
we
that's what
another,
I believe. We just have to believe it. I believe it. You know, I thought I had faith because of what I saw. Because I saw healings. I've seen miracles. I've seen people pronounced dead and came back. Just
my
like
God.
Other people laying hands and praying. So I thought that's where
Jesus.
My faith came from. But no,
mm-hmm.
that's not where my faith came from. That just helped my faith.
Okay.
My faith came from the word. The
Amen.
Word. Hooked to the power source.
I'm going to bring on another caller.
Amen.
Evangelist, the last four digits of your call are 6974. Thank you for joining us. You have a question or comment?
Yes, good evening, everyone. This is Tanya.
Good evening.
Hello,
good
hello, Evangelist.
You.
Yes, hello, Evangelist Gail. You made my heart glad this evening. Thank you so much.
But, praise the Lord.
In response to your question, why aren't we walking in power and authority? I think sometimes we forget. And what I mean by that is, you know, you prayed the prayer last year, and he healed you. And you said, you know, by the stripes I'm healed. Why isn't it that you're believing it this year?
Amen.
Because he brought you out last year. What happened? As Satan presented you with so much, so many stressors and so many things he presented before you this year, that you've forgotten that my God is able?
Amen. Amen. I agree. And what
That's
he did
good.
For you then, he'll do for you again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's
Believe
good. Then. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen.
Well, Evangelist Tanya, I think we do down. Sometimes forget where he has brought us from and what he has brought us through. Because if we remember that, then we'll know that if he did it that time, yes, he'll do it again for us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, wow. Bless God. We're down to the last 60 seconds, amen, of this broadcast. Evangelist Gail, wow. This has been amazing. I'm grateful to all the callers and all the text messages that I got as the broadcast was going forth, as this word
wow.
has richly blessed each of us
Lord.
On tonight. Wow. Next week, on next Sunday, our guest speaker, preacher, pastor, will be that of Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Christian Ministries, and she will be with us bringing the word. So set your calendars now to join us again on next Sunday. Evangelist Gail, would you pray us out? Amen.
Amen. Father
Amen.
God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord God. God, we thank you for being our power source, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for everyone who came on the line, Lord Jesus. God, we pray that your word has fallen on good ground, Lord Jesus, and you'll come and give the increase. God, we thank you. God, I thank you for this opportunity to come and to share your word, Lord God. God, we pray that everyone is safe tonight, Lord Jesus, and that everyone is saved, Lord God. God, we just thank you on tonight. Yes. And I thank you, Lord God, for hooking me up with some powerful people, Lord God, hooking me up to get me hooked up to my power source. God, I thank you on tonight. I thank you for these powerful women of God, Lord Jesus. God, I just thank you. Lift up there tonight, Lord Jesus, for the things she's doing for the kingdom, Lord God. Yes. Give her a renewed strength, Lord Jesus. Fill her up, oh God.
Yes.
I thank you for Pastor Brown tonight, Lord God.
Yes.
You've given her a work to do in the kingdom, Lord God. Give her a renewed strength to do her work in the kingdom, Lord God. God, I thank you. I thank you for Evangelist Tanya tonight, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I thank you. I thank you for everyone tonight, God. God, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I
thank
you. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you.
Thank you.
This is my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. For those who are a part of us, you know we have 5 a.m. prayer in the morning. We hope that you join us. If not, please send your prayer request in to our inbox on Facebook. We'll be happy to intercede on your behalf. As always, we love you here. We pray every day that you do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all. Thank you again, Evangelist. We love you all.
Thank
Good night.
You. Good night. Oh.